Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
You're home a little bit late.
Larry and I stopped off at the drugstore to get some pimple cream for sister.
Why doesn't his sister buy her own cream?
She doesn't want the druggist to know she's got things on her face.
Can her mother and father get it for her?
Uh-uh. Larry's the only one in the whole family's got nerve enough to ask for it.
What are you doing?
Putting some cheese in here.
What for?
So my mouse won't get hungry.
Beaver, have you got a live mouse in there?
Sure, Mom. I wouldn't be feeding a dead mouse. You want to see it?
No. Beaver, you know better than to bring a mouse home.
Oh, I had to, Mom. The man who owned the drugstore caught him, and he was going to throw him away. Want to see him, Mom? He's real cute. Why not give him up? I get to keep him this week.
Well, you can't keep a mouse here. Beaver, a mouse is not a clean animal.
Well, this one will be, because when Larry comes over, we're going to give him a bath.
Come on.
Hi, Wally.
You want to see my mouse?
Now, look, you're not going to keep that mouse, so don't get your heart set on it.
Hey, it sure is little.
Yeah. I think maybe instead of being a mouse, he's a baby rat.
Nah. Rats have ruddier-looking tails.
Look, you boys put that animal out in the garage till your father comes home and then come in and wash your hands.
Okay, Mom.
Boy, it is not all right for the beaver to have a mouse. I just don't want it around here.
But, dear, bringing a mouse home is just part of boyhood. I did it. We all did it.
And what did your mother say?
Same thing all mothers say. Get that filthy thing out of here. All right, I guess it has to go.
Ward, what are you going to say to Beaver?
I don't know. It's not easy taking a boy's pet away from him, even when it's just a mouse in a paper bag.
Honey, I wouldn't care if it was a regular pet, like a dog or a cat, but a mouse. Ooh.
All right, dear.
Hey, Wally, how do you give a mouse a bath?
Boy, Beaver, you sure come up with some goofy questions.
I think I'll have Larry hold him while I scrub him with your toothbrush.
Well, look, if you're going to scrub a mouse, use your own toothbrush. What are you going to do if Dad says you can't keep the mouse?
Give him to Larry and go and visit him.
Well, hi, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, when does Beaver have to get rid of the mouse?
Wally, why don't you go brush your teeth while I talk to the Beaver?
Oh, well, okay, Dad.
Hey, Dad, can we keep the mouse?
Well, the thing is, Beaver, no wild animal was ever meant to be a, you know, to be a pet.
Gee, Dad, he's not a wild animal. Wild animals are tigers and lions. He's just a mouse.
Well, yes, I know, Beaver, but he's used to living in a wild state.
Is it a wild state to live under the drugstore?
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes. Anyway, Beaver, you just can't bring a mouse into a home and expect it to become a pet. It's just not a domestic animal.
That means you can't housebreak him, Beaver.
I thought I told you to brush your teeth.
Well, I am.
You see, Beaver, your mother and I wouldn't have objected too much if you'd brought home a regular pet.
Gee, no fooling, Dad?
Oh, boy, Whitey's cat had 8 kittens, and Whitey said I could have all the girl ones.
Yeah, well, now, just a minute. Now, just wait a minute. Now, that's the reason we don't have more pets around here. One minute it's a mouse, the next minute it's a cat. You don't know what you want. You're too fickle.
I thought fickle was just with girls.
Look, Beaver, your mother and I just want you to be very sure before you select a pet. And then it has to be something sensible.
Yeah, Dad, I guess so.
Fine. Now, then. What are we going to do with the mouse?
Maybe I should take him back to the drugstore and let him go.
No, Beaver. I'm afraid the druggist wouldn't appreciate that.
Hey, Beaver. On the way home from school tomorrow, why don't you take the mouse over to the dump and let him loose there? Any mouse would be happy running around in all that garbage.
Well, good night, fellas.
Night, Dad.
Night, Dad.
Mom? Hey, Mom!
I'm right here, Wally.
Well, gee, Mom, what are you doing down there?
Well, I'm just lying down.
Well, are you sick or something? I never saw Mom lying down in the daytime before.
Wally, I'm just resting. Look, I know it's against the rules, but don't tell anybody. Did you see your brother on the way home?
Yeah. He and Larry let the mouse loose over at Metzger's Field. Then they're going over to the supermarket on account of their giving away free samples.
Oh, why didn't you go with them?
Well, heck, Mom, that's kid stuff. Anyway, I told the beaver to bring me some if it was any good.
Hey, Larry, what's this free jump away he gave us?
Well, it's deviled ham on a cracker.
What's deviled ham?
Well, you know what deviled egg is?
No.
Then I can't explain it to you. Just eat it. It won't make you sick or anything.
I'm taking three of them home to my brother.
Yeah, where you got them?
In my pocket.
Yeah, that way you won't get germs on
them. Hey, let's go see if there's any good junk for sale today.
Boy, neat. There's a garage for rent. I'd like to rent a garage.
Boy.
Well, I could send it in and nobody could tell me to get out of there.
Good home wife for full-grown monkey. Free. Cage included. Owner's leaving town. And it gives a phone number and everything.
Golly, a whole free monkey for nothing. Hey, I'll get it, Beef. And you can come over and visit it all you want.
No, oh, I read it first.
Yeah, but I was going to read it in a minute.
Would your father let you have a monkey?
Nah, I don't think so.
Man, if he ever came home from a business trip and he found a monkey in the house, whoo, would he blow his top?
You really think so?
Yeah. He raises enough egg when I just have a friend over.
Would your father let you have a monkey?
Sure. He said I could have any pet I wanted as long as it was sensible.
Yeah. A monkey sure is a sensible pet.
Hello. Yeah, this is Mr. Cleaver. Huh? My son what? A monkey. Yeah. Well, yes, I did tell him he could have a pet, but I... Yes, I imagine Theodore was very enthusiastic. Could I have your phone number and call you back? Uh-huh. Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much.
What was that all about?
Oh, nothing unusual. It seems our son is on his way home with a monkey.
A live monkey?
Live monkey. He saw a notice on the bulletin board down at the market and went over and picked it up. That was the owner calling.
But we can't have a monkey here. Why didn't you tell the man?
Well, dear, we did tell Beaver he could have a pet, and you were the one who dispossessed his mouse.
Oh, yes, Ward, but a monkey.
Well, June, try and look at it from Beaver's point of view. Just imagine the appeal a monkey has for a child. Didn't you want one when you were a little girl?
Well, I may have been peculiar, but I didn't.
Well, dear, we took his mouse away from him. We can't take his monkey away from him. At least not till we find a way out.
Ward, I am not having a monkey in this house.
All right. But when he comes home with his monkey in his arms, you look into his happy little face and tell him he has to take it back to his owner.
Well, dear, I think that's your job. After all, you're his father.
Right now, I don't want to think like a father. I want to think like a kid.
Oh, honey, I just can't imagine a little monkey running around the house.
Well, it's not such a little monkey, dear. The man says it weighs 20 pounds.
20 pounds?
20 pounds.
Oh, I'm going to go start my dinner.
Dear, the monkey's name is Stanley.
Boy, Wally, this is the neatest pet guy ever had.
Yeah, he's almost as big as little Benji from across the street.
Well, he's smarter, too. The man said he used to be a circus monkey, but he didn't want to sell him because he wanted him to have a good home.
I think Dad likes him, but I don't know about Mom.
I guess that's because monkeys are more like men than they are like women.
Well, I'm going to put him away.
Well, how's our new boarder coming?
Swell, Dad.
He's the best pet I ever had.
He's the biggest one, too.
Mom, don't clean the room or anything, because the man says that if you leave the windows open, monkeys can't stand drafts.
Yeah, and when you feed them, don't feed them steaks and potatoes and junk like that.
Well, now, Beaver, feeding him's going to be your job.
You sure he can't get out of that cage?
Well, I think he's very happy there, dear. It's been his home for a long time.
Beaver, you really like Stanley, don't you?
Sure, Mom. He's almost as neat as having a baby brother.
You take good care of him, dear.
Bye, dear.
Bye, honey. What time are you coming home?
Oh, around 5.
Good. The girls will be gone by then.
What girls?
Well, I'm having a little lunch in Bridge today, and I don't want you coming home early and making them feel uncomfortable.
Don't worry about a thing, dear. If there are cars out in front, I'll climb in the bedroom window.
All right, honey, all right.
Hey, that's Beaver's bus.
Beaver! Your bus is here.
Bye, Stanley. See you after school.
I came into the room and she was wearing the same dress I was. Well, she had it on backwards.
Oh. Backwards?
Are we all ready for lunch?
Oh, Mom. Oh, we've got to do this.
Thank you.
Oh, Mom. Next week we'll have to have
it, Mom. Oh,
girls.
Where's Beaver? Aren't you asleep yet?
Uh-uh.
Well, what do you want?
Can cats beat up monkeys?
Huh?
Well, maybe Stanley's hiding in a tree. And cats can climb trees.
Oh. Ah, heck, Beaver. In the jungle, monkeys beat up cats all the time.
You sure, Wally?
Well, sure. You learn about that when you start studying Africa. Hmm?
Can owls beat up monkeys?
No, now will you go to sleep? Dad! Hey, Dad! Mom! Hey, Dad!
What's the matter, Wally? What's happened?
Stanley's back.
Oh.
Oh, Beaver, not my good towels.
Oh, all right.
When did you get back?
About 10 minutes ago. We woke up and heard scratching at the window.
Hey, look, Dad, he's shivering all over. Do you think maybe he's sick?
See if he's got a fever, Mom.
Oh, I'm sure he's all right, Beaver.
But feel his forehead like you do with me.
Well, I'm afraid it's pneumonia.
Is he gonna die?
Well, you see, son, this is a macaque monkey. He lives in the tropics. He doesn't belong in a climate like this.
Yeah, but is he gonna die?
Beaver,
Well, it's hard to say, son.
Is there an animal hospital we could put him in?
Well, right now, he's better off around here with people he knows.
Sure, Dad. Like the time I had my tonsils out. I didn't want to be in the hospital with a lot of strange people either.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
I'll show you out, Doctor.
Thank you.
Hey there.
Hi.
How's Stanley?
He slept for 4 hours.
Oh. The doctor said to keep him warm. He didn't kick the covers off, did he?
No, honey, no, he didn't.
You sure?
I'm positive. I sat with him most of the day.
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello there, Mary. I'm afraid Beaver can't play today. He's upstairs with Stanley.
Well, I didn't come over to play. I came over to ask, how does Stanley feel?
Well, I'm afraid he's still pretty sick.
Oh. Mrs. Cleaver?
Yes, Larry?
Would it be dumb to bring flowers to a monkey?
Well, of course not. And I think Beaver would be very pleased.
Yeah. Well, here.
Why, thank you, Larry. That was very thoughtful of you. I'll take them right upstairs.
Oh, Mrs. Cleaver. Tell Beaver not to tell Whitey or Gilbert or any of the guys where they came from.
Why, dear?
Well, just in case it is dumb to bring flowers to a monkey.
All right, Larry. Bye.
Well, you think he's ever going to get better?
Ah, sure. Hey, you better start doing your homework, Beef.
Wally, how much would it cost to send a monkey to the tropics, you know, South America?
Well, I guess it would depend on what kind of package you put him in. Why?
Well, the veterinarian said this was the wrong kind of climate for Stanley.
Yeah. Boy, if I was a monkey, I'd sure be a lot happier in South America.
You know, Wally, I made a promise to myself. If Stanley ever gets better, I'm going to find a way to send him to South America or someplace like that.
Yeah, but, gee, Beaver, won't you miss him?
Well, sure, but I'd miss him a whole lot worse if he was dead.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. Dad? Mom?
What's the matter now? Is Stanley worse?
No, I think he's all better.
Oh. Oh, June, Stanley's better.
Look, Dad, he feels fine now. Hi, dear.
Hi. How's our happy household?
Fine. Want some coffee?
Yeah, a little.
Stanley's just fine. You know, he sat up in our room for an hour this afternoon watching television.
Well, I think that medium has finally found its audience.
Very funny. Dear, what are we going to do about Stanley? He's just too big for us to keep.
I know we can't keep him. Well, I'd sure like to wait a couple of days before we tell Beaver.
He took such good care of him when he was sick. It's just going to break his heart if he has to give him up.
Is he upstairs?
I think so. Why don't you go up and kind of prepare him for it?
All right.
Ward, you know, I'm going to sort of miss Stanley, too.
Yeah, almost as neat as having a baby brother.
Hello, are you the man in charge of flying monkeys? Well, my name is Theodore Cleaver, and my monkey's name is Stanley, and I'd like to send him to South America. $80? Couldn't he go to children's fair? Not as big as I am. Oh, no, sir, I'm not playing a joke on you. Well, Stanley's been sick, and I don't want him to get pneumonia again. Yes, sir. I'll see if someone big can call you. But I don't know. Goodbye.
Hi, Beaver.
Oh, hello, Dad.
I guess you think quite a lot of Stanley, huh?
Well, I sure do. But it cost $80 to send him to South America, and I don't have it. No kid should ask for $80.
Well, I'll tell you, Beaver, maybe there's another way out of this.
Gee, Dad, no fooling?
Yeah, we've got a pretty good zoo here in Mayfield. Remember when we were out there? And they had that big steam-heated monkey house and a place for them to play outside in the summer?
You think they give a home to Stanley?
Well, we can sure call them, find out.
Well, gee, Dad, that'd be real neat. And then I could go down to the zoo and tell all the people that were watching him that was my monkey.
Sure, you could, Beef. And he'd probably sit there with the rest of the monkeys and say, there's the fellow that took care of me when I was sick.
Gee, Dad, that'd be neat. Oh, but Stanley doesn't have to do that if he doesn't want to.
Well, knowing Stanley as I do, I'm sure he'll want to.
Oh, hi, Beef. And where you been all afternoon? Just horsing around?
Uh-uh. Me and Lyra went to visit Stanley at the zoo.
Oh, yeah? Hey, how was he?
Oh, great. He's got his own tree, he's got a tire to swing on, and he still knows me. He started jumping up and down and talking to me right in front of all those people.
Yeah. Boy, he ought to have a ball with all those other monkeys.
You know, Wally, I'm going to go visit Stanley every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you just say that now. Pretty soon you'll get into high school and college, and, well, you just won't have time.
Then I'll visit him every weekend.
Yeah, but after a while, you get married and stuff, and, well, you're not going to find a wife that's going to want to spend all her weekends looking at a monkey.
Sure I will. And then someday I'll get a job, and I'll be a bank president. And I'll be the only bank president in the whole world who's got a monkey for a friend.
Cut it out, Beaver. It just doesn't work that way. Pretty soon you'll forget all about Stanley. He'll forget all about you. And none of that junk will never happen.
I know. Right now it makes me feel good to think it will.